Welcome to Sensible Health Solutions, the show where we simplify health and wellness. Join your hosts, Haley Fields and Dr. Scott Looper, as they share practical tips and expert insight to help you navigate common ailments, nutrition, and overall well-being. Tune in for straightforward advice that empowers you to live a healthier life.
Morning.
Good morning, Dr. Looper. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
2026. I've been reading a lot about the year of the horse, and I've been thinking and reflecting on how that is different than past years. This is supposedly in Chinese astrology the year of the fire horse, which is a year of strength, of energy, of dynamicism, of focus, of freedom. And so all of those elements are things that we often talk about on the podcast, and I wanted to...
We strive is what we do. We strive.
Always.
We don't always achieve, but we strive.
No, and I think that is something to be said about human nature, right? You always need to be creating. You always need to be moving towards a goal, and... So that's something I thought that we could talk about today, being New Year's, you know.
Yeah, new beginnings. It's a classic time to strive for a beneficial change. And the impulse to make your life better is laudable. It's commendable. It's a good thing. It's a thing that you know, shows you have character and that you're trying to make a better life for yourself. And It's a thing worth doing, for sure. That's on the good side. On the bad side is it almost always fails. This is called a resolution.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and they are notorious for, you know, going on for a little while and then falling off at some point. I'm going to come back to the resolution thing, but I want to talk a little bit about weight loss as an example, because the research has been done over and over on weight loss. And what's been discovered is that if you do a diet, the chances of you losing weight are very high. And then if you just go on with your life, the chances of you gaining all that weight back and some is very high. So the success rate, that is the for you to lose weight and keep it off for 5 years from a diet, is 2%. So at a 98% failure, 2% success, resolutions aren't far behind that.
Right.
Really.
No.
And
so many resolutions are geared around losing weight, starting an exercise regimen, and, you know, improving their quality of life through these habits. But these habits that they're trying to change aren't just small habits. They are pretty monumental. They're pretty big. Because we've built years and years of bad habits, and so to all of a sudden wake up January 1 and think that, okay, this is the day, my life starts over, everything changes.
Yeah, but you think, if you want to make a change for the positive, at some point you're going to have to just get a new habit, and you're just going to have to start, and you're just going to have to do it, and you're just going to have to force yourself to do it long enough, and eventually it'll take, and it'll be good, and that's how it's done. And that's what everybody thinks. And it turns out it's not how it works.
Even with making small changes?
Here's the dealio on this one. If it depends on you being good, it's destined for failure. Now, I think people are good. You know, 90% of people are good. And there's evil people in the world, but they're, you know, rare, few and far between. Now, 10% of people are being evil. Doesn't, I mean, that's a lot of people. Don't think there isn't a lot of evil out there. There's a lot of evil out there.
Sure.
But most of the people are not evil.
Everyday average viewer, listener.
And we want to be good.
We're doing
our
best.
Go to church and we do say our prayers and we do everything, right? So we try to be good. But the fact of the matter is if what you want to do depends on you being good, it is really honestly destined for failure. And this is not just my opinion. This is just the research. So in order to succeed in making a change in your life, what you have to do is you have to set it up in such a way that it's natural and it falls into place with ease and you do it forever.
Yep.
Now, I don't know forever, but You set it up not with the intention we're going to do this for a while and then give it our best shot. You do this as a, with the intention this is just something, this is how things are done. It's just the way things are done. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. And it's not, it doesn't take any effort. Yep. It doesn't take any, because if you have to, if you have to go out of your way and you have to do like this, you have to go and be good. See? That's me being good. How long can you do this?
Not very long. And then you build...
5 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes. That's a long time. You to be good 5 minutes is hard. 5 minutes is hard. After, I mean, I have perfect willpower. For 5 minutes, after that, no, I don't. I can come up with a reason to do whatever it is, and the reason's rational and appropriate and seems the right thing to do, and I just come up with a reason now I'm not doing the thing anymore because I ran out of that. And we've done the research again, your ability to kind of gird yourself and go at it in about a 24-hour period runs about 15 minutes. And then after that, it breaks. It doesn't work. That piece doesn't go anymore. Like, you can lift heavy weights for a while, and then eventually your muscles give out. And then you have to drop it because you can't do it anymore. Same way. Your brain does the same thing. It can do stuff that's hard for a period of time, and then after that, it can't do stuff that's hard anymore. So you set it up to be hard. Like, well, I'm going to get up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm going to go and exercise because I got this new membership at the club, and it's great. Then it's going to fail because you're working hard to do this thing. But if it's just natural and you just get up and you just do your thing and you're not really trying that hard and just that your thing is just what you do, then it's easy and that's just what you do. I mean, you're doing that now.
Yeah.
You're doing that now. Right, but now you're doing your thing.
Okay, so how then do we implement these new habits, these new changes, without it being hard?
Make it easy.
Well, everything you start new is hard. Somebody going from the couch to not having exercised, then wanting to implement exercise in their routine this year forward.
So you want to start with exercise? We could. Exercise is a good thing to start with. It's common.
A very common resolution.
We might as well, we could pick any one of these things to start with. Let's pick exercise to start with. Okay, so how do you exercise? How do you get things going? Now, here, let me give you some facts. If you're already exercising, that is, you're in motion, it's easier to stay in motion because you're doing it, because you feel good. It's getting started. That's the hard part. When I used to race bicycles, talk about exercise, I was into it fully. I was competitive. And the hardest hill I ever rode was that little bump from the inside of the house to the outside of my house. You know, my front door had this little hump? I had to get over that hump to get outside. That was the hard thing. Once I got my bike out the door, bumping down the stairs, I hop on and start riding, then it was easy because I'm riding already. I mean, I don't want to come back in. I'm already riding. I'm going to do the ride. The trick was getting started.
Yeah, that's what I find with cross-country skiing. I don't want to go out in the cold. I don't want to go out in the dark.
Once you're there and you're in the cold and the dark, it's fine.
It's
you get used to
beautiful.
It. It's fine. There's lights. There's whatever.
So fun.
You warm up. Yeah, and it's not that hard at all. And we all know that. So the trick is getting started. So if there's a big step up, then it's going to be really hard for you to do. And you can do it. You can do it. Except you can't do it every day because you don't have we don't have the mental power
no.
to be able to go over this big hump. So we want to make the hump real, real small.
Right.
And so let me give you an example. What I do to exercise, and I exercise every day. And I kid you not, I exercise every day. This is an everyday thing. You think, oh, Dr. Looper. Yeah, except for I put almost no energy into exercising. It's such a natural, easy thing for me to do. I mean, I put as much energy into exercising as I put into going to the bathroom. You know, just because it's a thing that I do. It's part of my normal day. You know, there's this thing in me and just says it's time to do that thing. So what I do is I start my day and I get on my hands and knees. This is after I go to the bathroom. And I go on the carpet and I get on my hands and knees. Now, why my hands and knees? Because it's easier than standing.
Mm.
I tell myself, if I'm going to walk around the house, you know, and go make a cup of tea or, I don't know, do something, I'm spending more energy than I would if I was to start my exercise. Because I go on my hands and knees and I stretch. You know, like the dog does. In fact,
cat.
The dog's coming out and doing it with me.
You do a cat back.
We all do it together.
Right.
And there's this little, you know, doggy moment we have every morning. This is like every morning thing. They know it. I know it. It's a thing we do.
and just normal part of my day stretch, you know, on my hands and knees on the carpet. And then from there, I have a little routine that I do. And again, it's very easy. One thing leads to the other with grace and ease. I have a problem with my shoulder. It's not that bad. You can't tell. I mean, my arms are totally fine. But every once in a while, I get this twinge in my shoulder. So I have to do this thing to kind of keep it loose and keep the blood flowing in it. And it's the simplest thing ever. What I do is I bring my elbow down to the floor and I bring it up. And I let my eyes dictate where my arm goes. I don't try to crank it because that's too much energy. What I do is I look at the floor and then I look up. And my arm has to get out of the way so I can see up. And I look at the floor and then I look up. And my eyes are doing it. And my arm's just getting out of the way. And so this, I do it 10 times. Both times, it's like a miracle of shoulder fixing. It's this thing, we could do a show on this because it's so interesting. In fact, let me just take a teeny bit of a deeper dive on this. It turns out that my shoulder has got a lot of muscles from a lot of different directions that all have to work together to get it to work right. Now, when I was a kid, they saw it happen automatically, but I'm not a kid anymore. No. It does not happen automatically. And so what I do is by going down and up, I activate all these back muscles and chest muscles that support my shoulder. And I'm not working them hard. I'm not doing anything. I'm not breaking a sweat. I'm just moving it this way and moving it that way and moving it this way and moving it that way. And that little rocking motion down and up activates the muscles. It warms them up and it increases blood flow. And my connective tissue gets a little jiggle. And then suddenly everything runs better.
So, if I'm putting this together right, then the way to create a form of concrete change is to warm up into it, to support yes. all of the muscles, to support all of the habits
yes.
around the main habit that you're trying to
yes.
build.
Now, see, the word here is engineer. What I want you to do, you, because we're going to work with you, right?
Yep.
The want you to do is I want you to engineer the space to be able to do this. And so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to find a soft spot on your floor, carpet, or a pad. You could buy one, I guess. And then you're going to have to clear the crap off it and create this space where you can stand and get on your hands and knees and go around and do this thing, right? And so that has to be available. Now, if what you have to do is wake up and then clear the space, that's an added thing in the way, and now it's harder to do, and the chances are you're not going to do it at some point. So if you have to move furniture to be able to do this thing, right? If you have to drive somewhere to be able to do this thing, forget it. Now it's not going to happen.
Yeah, when I go for runs, I don't want to drive somewhere to go for a run. I want to run out my front door.
Yeah, make it easy.
Force myself to
right.
be out there.
Make it easy.
And then be able to do a long enough loop.
Now, eventually, once you get into the groove and it's the sun is shining and you're feeling great and it's a Sunday and you say, you know, I'm going to go on this run up on the hills. I haven't been there. It's a 20-minute drive. I'm going to get my car and I'm going to go up there. It's going to be great. And now you're having an adventure, and that's a different thing.
Right. That you have more time. But something that needs to be implemented daily as a routine needs to be set up in a way that's easily accessible.
Yes, this is exactly right. So bedroom would be the easiest place to do this little routine. And occasionally I do, but I like going downstairs. So I'll go out of my way to walk downstairs because I like the space better. It's a little bigger, a little more space for me and the dogs. Because the bedroom's a little crowded. And so there's just some more space on the living room carpet, right? And it's comfortable, so I go down there and do the little routine down there. And it's easy. It's as easy as me walking around the house and doing my normal get ready thing. It's just, I'm trying to put as much energy into it. I'm not breaking a sweat. I'm not striving. I'm not hurting. Except for I am, turns out. I'm not breaking a sweat, but I do strive because once I get going, I feel pretty good.
Yep.
And what I'm doing is I'm simply taking the different parts of my body and I'm just warming them up. And it takes, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute, something like that, to do each part of my body. The way to do this is not for you to do what I'm telling you to do, this shoulder thing. I'm not saying you should do this thing. I'm
right.
saying, because you know yourself well enough, what you need to do is you just need to set 10 minutes. Just get it, like, on your phone. Set 10 minutes. Go boop and set 10 minutes. So there's a timer option on your phone, or function on your phone. You hit the button, you lay your phone down, in 10 minutes it goes, bring, right? Bring. I have a harp that goes, bring, and it's lovely. It's a lovely sound. I could set a siren, go, womp, womp, but it shocks me too much. I like the harpy sound. And so I got it set over there inside, and then I just do a series of exercises, and I just flow from one to the other. Now, as time has gone on, as the years go by, sometimes I get into stuff, and even on my 10-minute warm-up, I think, I'm going to do a thing, and I'm going to kind of push a thing. And so lately, I'm into a thing right now. I'm into push-ups. Now, I'm not very good at push-ups. I was a bike racer. I wasn't a push-upper. And so my strength's all in my legs, and my shoulders, my upper body are not particularly strong. Right. They just aren't. And so I could do, I don't know, 20 push-ups kind of most of my life. Not that many. You know, people do 50 push-ups, bam, 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 bang them out like nothing. It's like, holy moly, who are these people? Because that ain't me. I can't do that.
I used to be able to do that.
Well, all of us have our things. So for me now, I've just been doing these push-ups because it's a good exercise. I like it.
Well, and I think the key in warming up, too, is getting the blood flowing. You need blood to all of these areas of your body so that you can build muscle.
Yes.
Or that you can protect your muscle when you're exercising so you don't get injuries. So warming up is key. And even if it's not doing a bunch of movement, even walking, even stretching, doing sun salutations,
yes,
something low impact but still gets the heart rate up and still gets the cardiovascular.
So yoga has a thing called sun salutations.
Yeah.
Where you go down on the floor and then you do this little routine and you go up in the air and then you go back down on the floor. And sun salutations are fabulous. They
absolutely
really are. They're
beautiful.
Absolutely fabulous. They work your whole body. They're designed for a warm-up, and they really are a good way to warm up. I like sun salutations a lot. I did sun salutations every day for most of my life. Now, lately, I'm not doing the sun salutations because I just make it easier is what I did. Sun salutations are pretty challenging. But having said that, I'm back to making it harder for fun, for fun. And so what I'm doing now is every morning I'm doing 50 push-ups, 50 of them. I've worked my way up. It's taken about 6 months. And I can do 50 pretty easy at this point. I mean, it's a challenge. 40 is pretty easy. That last 10 I have to kind of work at. But I'm not killing myself. I could still do more. I mean, I haven't gone for the record. But nonetheless, because I'm doing it every day, and I'm kind of my body's got conditioned to it. And I feel better. My shoulder's better. I'm stronger. My back is better. All my bits are better than they were before. And I have this basic bottom line fitness where if we, you know, want to do something, I could do it. I don't fall apart. I don't break. We had a little party at my house, and we were doing a bunch of different kind of stuff, balancing,
yeah,
and jumping and doing different kind of things because, you know, we have kids, and the kids were doing stuff, and the adults just kind of hung out with the kids and did things, and we all had fun.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a fun thing to do, and I could participate. It was lovely because
yep,
I'm not super fit. I'm not ready to go compete at the Olympics, but I got a certain basic fitness because I do this 10 minutes of exercise. I kid you not. It literally is 10 minutes.
Yep.
10 minutes of exercise every morning to stretch and work out all parts of my body.
And get the body ready for the day.
Yeah, it doesn't take mental discipline for me to do this thing. All I do is I do the easiest thing I can think of, and it's easy. I'm honestly, for real, it's easy. I get on my hands and knees and stretch. And the dogs are doing it just because it's just what we do. It's how we get up in the morning. We do this little thingy-dingy, like all of us together.
And that's another good point, is so many of these resolutions I've held in the past, I've centered around discipline. I've centered around being perfect. I've centered around making it so that it's a checklist every day. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's pretty, you know, out there, outlandish ideas. Oh, I'm gonna run 3 miles every day this year, and I'm gonna do an hour and a half of exercise every day. And then I get into it for, I'll stick with it maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then my discipline kicks out.
You get sick. Or
yeah,
you travel.
I
or
get
people
tired.
Come over and stay with you. Or there's something that happens. And then there's a perfectly good, perfectly valid excuse for you to get off. And now you're off. And since it you feel off because you're weaker now because you're not doing the thing, it's harder to get back on. There's some suffering, and that's enough of an obstacle to start it again. And that's the human condition. That's the reason why resolutions fail. We're going to have a little show on resolutions, but it's not do your resolutions, because that doesn't work. I'm sorry, it doesn't work. If it worked, I'd say you should just do it.
If it worked,
you should just put your mind to it and get it done. It doesn't work.
People wouldn't be needing to create new resolutions every year. They'd go through maybe 5 years of resolutions, and they'd have their habits down, and they'd be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's commendable that we strive. Striving is good.
And that's what this whole resolution piece is needing a purpose.
Yeah, so my perspective on this thing as a physician is, as with so many physicians, I have this little egomaniac part of me that wants to overachieve. And so the experience I want to have as a doctor is I want it to work. When my patients come back in, I would say, well, how are you doing? I feel great, Dr. Looper. I feel excellent. I've never felt so good since I was like a teenager, right? That conversation, a real honest report, I feel fabulous. That is fabulous. I always feel like, now my life has meaning and purpose. I actually did something. How do we get that? By doing what we're telling right now. If I set it up where it's hard, forget it. We ain't getting that. I tried. I couldn't do it. Oh, yeah, I forgot. No, it doesn't happen. But if I make it easy, and the trick of it isn't the intensity, because that's not where it is. It could be later, but not now. The trick of it is every day. That's the trick. Any one day, it doesn't really do much. You can't feel it. But you do it every day, now you've transformed yourself. There's a gradual yet real, measurable, where you can feel it, and it shows transformation that's going on here. And that gets the ball rolling. And that's you get some traction where people start feeling good. Now, you got the energy to do something else. You can build on this thing. Because now it's not taking any mental effort for you to do the thing. You just get up and you stretch. And you set the timer for 10 minutes. Come on, it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're doing this little thing. And then, okay, it was ready for our day. But now you think, I feel good. You know what? I think I need to do the next thing. The sun is shining. It's ready to go. Let's do something else. Let's add the next part of this thing in. That's how it goes. It goes like this. Remember, we talked about this. This is where we want to be. This is where we are.
So we
this
need is to where we set go. The
this
bar
is where we go.
Low.
This is where we go. Right here. And then later. And then later. And that's how it works. You go here, you blow up, you can't do it. It's too much. It just doesn't work. When I can't get anybody better doing that. This I can do. This we can do. The more effort it goes into doing it, the harder it is to do it, the less like you're going to do it. The less effort goes into it. I sound like a quitter and a weak person, but I'm not. I'm a smart person and a successful doctor, and I get people all the time, just routinely. Just day in and day out. It's not a day that goes by without somebody coming in saying, I feel great. I mean, it's weird when people don't say that. It's like, what happened?
No.
Everybody else is doing fabulous.
Everybody's doing great. Everybody who comes in says they're doing really well. And I think that that's a testament to show, you know, you meet people where they're at. We're starting out at, you know, some of us, starting out the new year at rock bottom. We're looking back on the year that has passed, we're kind of not as happy with some of the choices that we've made, the habits that we've built, and so to just step up a notch, just by a notch, and set that bar low, and then keep making all of those little baby steps to bigger steps.
Yeah. So part of the trick of doctoring and doing a good job is listening to where people are and really getting it about where they're at in their life, and then figuring out where they are. Are they at this level, that level, where they are? Where are they actually at? And also, what's at stake? What do they care about? Okay, so they got this problem, and I mean, you know, they're learning to live with it now. They don't like it, but
they've come to you because
if they could get over the problem, what would they get?
Right.
What would the benefit be? What was the thing that they could do that they always wanted to do? Right? Or the thing that they lost that they wish they had it back out again. And you find that now they care. So when I was doing a rehab for my broken back, because I broke my back by falling out of a treehouse that I built, and I got a compression fracture and a herniated disc. And it basically crippled me because it caused a spasm in my back and I couldn't bend over and I couldn't touch my feet. I couldn't put on my socks. I couldn't tie my shoes. The ground was a thing far away.
Right, right.
I couldn't exercise. Heaven forbid, I could hardly walk. And so I had to start rebuilding my back with baby steps. I started just by contracting. That was all I was doing. I simply contracted because I had to do the least amount I possibly could do to kind of get my spine to suck in and lengthen a little bit to take the pressure off the nerves that I had. But step by step, bit by bit, baby step by baby step, I kind of built my way up on this thing and got a sense of, you know, what's possible. That, you know, people get wrecked from accidents, they get wrecked from disease, they get wrecked from all kinds of stuff. And you do this little baby step. I mean, come on, all I did was contract my insides. I'm doing it now. There it is. I just did. That was it.
Right, right.
I did that like 100 times a day for a week. And that's what got me started. And it helped. It helped. Actually, my spine got a little longer. And it took some of the pressure off the nerves so they didn't like, you know, with the pain going down my legs and in my back.
But it wasn't a regiment. It wasn't a 20-minute ordeal that you had to do.
No. It took me, I don't know, 10 seconds to do 10 of them. And then I would do later in the day, I'd do another 10. Or, I, you know, 10 usually was the number that I was working with. If I was particularly ambitious, I'd do 20. That was all I could manage. So bit by bit. And then what happens, you start getting, you know, if you start feeling good, then the next thing comes in. So there's lots of ways to do this. There's lots of things to do. I got this whole thing set up now in my living room because I like the convenience of not having to go anywhere and just do it. And I get it done in the morning and then I, you know, eat breakfast and take a shower and then I'm off on my day. And, you know, I spend my day visiting with my friends. So I have plenty of visiting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My visiting cup is full.
Well, I think that concludes our episode.
All right, good. So I'm glad we had this opportunity to talk about resolutions. They're good. You just want to set them up for success. Don't set them up where you have to be good to do it. Set it up to where it's easy.
And you just,
it becomes a normal part of your life where you're not even thinking about doing what you do. You get up, you go to the bathroom, you start doing your exercise thing because it's simple and easy to do. That's how to do it. Baby steps. And then you'll feel great. I mean, that's how to do it. It's worth doing for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Looper.
You're welcome.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Sensible Health Solutions. We hope you found today's discussion enlightening and packed with practical tips to enhance your wellness journey. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us bring you the best content possible. Stay connected with us on social media for more health insights and updates. You can find us at Sensible Health Solutions across all social platforms. Until next time, stay sensible and stay healthy.
This content is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek medical advice from a healthcare professional for any medical conditions.